Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
We sadly start today with the story of the funeral of Dylan Quirk. Thousands of people attended the funeral of the Tipperary hurler in his home village of Clonoulty earlier this afternoon. Now, as you know, the 24-year-old died tragically on Friday night after collapsing on the pitch at Semple Stadium in Thurles while playing for his club, Clonoulty Rossmore. Dylan's club and county teammates, as well as the opposition Kilruane McDonagh's team from last Friday night's match, provided a guard of honour as the cortege made its way from the GAA clubhouse through the village to St John the Baptist Church for Requiem Mass. And following a moving eulogy from his uncle and chairperson of Clonoulty Rossmore GAA Club, Dylan Quirk's sister Shannon read a poem written by his friend.
Number 5 was your spot. You stood tall at wingback, king of the skies, deadly in attack. The field was your stage, Dylan, and you're the main actor. We all love being around you, sharing the laughs and the banter. No time for more hurling, no time for goodbye. You've gone to our Lord, and only He knows why. With a smile on your face and pride in your chest, to the throne of heaven you'll go, wearing the tip crest. Forever in our hearts, your fame and your glory. Dylan Quirk is the name. Remember the story.
And that was beautifully read by Dylan Quirk's sister, Shannon, at the Mass. And before the final prayers, Dylan's father, Dan, spoke about his son.
To my beautiful son and best friend, thank you for all the wonderful memories. On the pitch, you were a hero, but off the pitch, you were our everything. Your sisters idolized you. You had the passion and sincerity of Shannon and the roguery and devilment of Kelly. Thank you for always looking out for them, Dylan. Hazel, you're an exceptional wife and the most wonderful mother. You did an incredible job raising 3 fabulous children. Hundreds of people said to me what a wonderful child he was, and it's a tribute to what an extraordinary mother you are. Dylan had your caring, soft, sensitive side, and I think we all know where he got his good looks from. He came into this world a fighter, born prematurely after a terrible car accident. But in Coolmore terms, by God, he left a champion. We will miss you forever, Dylan, a true legend.
My God, I don't know how he summoned up the courage to say those few words in that way. That was Dylan Quirk's father, Dan, speaking before the final prayers at the funeral of his son. Well, joining me now on the line is editor of the Tipperary Star newspaper, Noel Dundon. Noel, good evening to you.
Good evening, Conor.
What a tough few days for the family and for the community there.
Absolutely. It has been surreal, to be perfectly honest with you, since word of Dylan's passing became known on Friday evening. You know, a young man with the world at his feet had just kind of broken into the Tipperary senior hurling team, which was a real dream of his, and for it all to be taken away so suddenly and so tragically has left people bereft, you know.
Yeah, it really has. And it showed today, didn't it? Because thousands of people were there.
Well, not just today, Cormac. Like from the get-go, from the minute Dylan fell ill, there was a huge response from, you know, medical teams. And then when word became known that he had passed away, his teammates gathered in the local church and they said prayers together. And on the night after that, there was a vigil in Clonoulty Pitch with a huge crowd there again, a very touching vigil of people who just wanted to go somewhere to offer their support. Mm-hmm. And last night, again, at the family home, thousands upon thousands of people filed through from early afternoon until late at night, just to be there to offer the hand of sympathy and support and friendship to the family who are going through the worst nightmare possible.
Oh, the worst nightmare possible is right. And it was a nice touch, Noel, the guard of honour, the club teammates, the county teammates, and the opposition from last Friday as well.
Yeah, I mean, look at Dylan. Dylan was a very popular young man, an exceptional guy. who had overcome quite a bit to get to the place that he was at in terms of his hurling career. And I suppose even that poem that his sister read out there that you just broadcast a few minutes ago, maybe that highlights it too, because that was written actually by an opposition player and a friend of his from the neighbouring parish in Holy Cross, Ballycal, a chap called Shawnee Nally. So that kind of will tell you too that Dylan had a very, very close friendship with the guys in his own parish and in his own club, that friendship extended far beyond the parochial bounds, you know. So as you mentioned, the Guards of Honour, yeah, he'd been very, very popular on the Tipperary panel, brought into the panel by Liam Sheedy, and kind of established himself last year under Colin Bonner, and was looking forward to the season to come under Liam Cahill and maybe further enhancing his reputation in the blue and gold jersey. So his teammates were there, his clubmates have been ever present in his life, and most especially in the last few days as well. And yes, the Kilrone McDonagh's team were there too in force over the last couple of days. They were also in a great deal of shock over this whole thing.
I'm
you know?
Sure they are. A real testament to the GAA family as well, which I'm sure that the family at the centre of this tragedy will need all their support as well. But I heard, Noel, and you might confirm it for me, of a gesture from Semple Stadium for Dylan.
Yes, a beautiful gesture. Dylan laid his head down on the sod of Semple Stadium for the final time on Friday evening, and the management of Semple Stadium removed that particular sod and presented it to the family. And so Semple Stadium was a place that was very, very close to Dylan's heart, and a part of Semple Stadium will be buried with him, and has been buried with him, and will stay with him forever. So a beautiful, beautiful gesture. But as you mentioned, the GAA family, Cormac, the response has been just overwhelming from all over the country. But I think Clonalty Rossmore GAA Club as a club has achieved many fine successes on the field of play, but in the last few days they've really surpassed themselves, and this is probably one of their finest hours in the way that a club has come together and epitomised the kind of spirit that is needed at times like this.
Yeah, well put. Thank you very much indeed for that, Noel Dundon, editor of the Tipperary Star newspaper, and our sincere condolences to the family of Dylan Quirk. Ar yeshte gra anamusal.